What are some of the parameters you're going to need to know in early June about assessing whether an August 5th start is actually going to be able to happen?
Yeah, it really is going to boil down to two things. To start, you know, we've gotten some pretty good guidance from public health officials across the country that despite the fact that we're in this very painful, third wave, are feeling like the pace of the vaccination rollout is accelerating, and that we're hoping this third wave will crest and we'll start to see a decline. All of that we're hoping is going to lead to two things. One, we've gotten very good feedback on a return to play plan, which is all about player and football operations staff safety and health. And then the second is we need to get some fans into the stadiums. And so we're going to be looking to getting at least a few of the provinces opening up stadiums to fans in that August timeframe. And what we've committed to doing, and our teams have committed to doing if necessary, is traveling a little bit in the early part of their schedule. For example, the Eastern teams, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, and Hamilton, have committed that they would consider traveling in the early part of the season into those jurisdictions that allow fans, and then come back east when public health officials open up stadiums to at least some fans in the 2021 season. So, you know, we've got lots of good reason to be optimistic that this will work out. But you're right, we have to keep a watchful eye on those two critical issues.
So if Ontario doesn't allow Toronto or Ottawa or Hamilton to play at home this year, would the league be okay with them playing on the road the whole year?
Well, we haven't talked about that scenario. An entire year on the road has not been part of the discussion. We have talked about the very real possibility that it'll take a little longer for Quebec and Ontario to open up. But again, we are optimistic that there's hope on the horizon. So, yeah, you know, again, we're kind of in a phase now where, you know, when you're in this third wave, I know you're watching this as much as I am. Everything seems dark right now, but I think there are good reasons to believe that if we can all do our part, get vaccinated and stay out of each other's way while this third wave continues, that we're going to see better days ahead in all parts of Canada, including Ontario and Quebec.
Will the league play if there's no fans, though?
You know, no fans is a very difficult proposition for us. And I would say if we were in a situation where there were no fans in our stadiums, it'd be very difficult to play. You know, we are different than almost all other major pro sports leagues in that, at least 55 to 60% of our revenues come directly from bums and seats. And very hard, you know, almost impossible to ask our owners to play in an environment where we would have no fans. But that's why I go back to what we've been told by public health. No guarantees, but what we've been cautioned is that there is reason to believe that there's good news on the horizon. And again, particularly out west, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba have been cautiously optimistic. And again, we're watching those signs and signals. We think we're going to play. We actually are very confident we're going to have a great season. But, of course, we're going to have to watch.
With the commissioner of the CFL, Randy Ambrosi, this is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, I mean, you guys got wiped out in 2020, and that is very difficult. There are obviously changes coming here to the 2021 schedule one way or the other. Is there anything you can update us on the conversation we last had with you, Mr. Commissioner, which is the status state of talks with the XFL, and if anything has progressed on that front, and if so, what it looks like?
Yeah, there's been a great focus on the potential business opportunity. Look, if I was to characterize the CFL, I would say that our business has never been as good as our game and our players. Our game and our players have been spectacular. But the business has always lagged behind. And the investigation that we're having with the XFL is there a possibility that through some kind of an arrangement that we can unlock some potential in the business in the business model? You know, does it come in the form of broadcast opportunities that we don't have separately? Does it come in the form of global and North American wide sponsorship opportunities that we could approach? All of those issues relating to revenue opportunities are being investigated, because really at the end, we know we've got a great game. We know we've got great players. What we need to have is a great business. And that's really what we're talking about. And, you know, all I can add is these are spectacular people. You sit, of course, I was going to say around the table, but in this modern moment, you sit on a Zoom call and talk to them, but you can't help but be impressed. The attitude, the energy, you know, whether it's Danny Garcia or Dwayne Johnson or Jerry Cardinale and his team from Redbird, they're so positive, they're so professional, but they are also big thinkers. And we're talking, the ideas that we're talking about in terms of a business model are big ideas. We don't know whether it's going to come to fruition, but it has been a remarkable exercise and very, you know, really very positive discussions between both sides.
If, and this is a hypothetical and worst case scenario, I ask this question understanding that and you and me, Ziggy, everybody hope that it's extremely unlikely, but we go there because we have to. If for whatever reason the CFL cannot play in 2021, can this league survive another wiped out year?
Well, you know, it's not that I haven't had been asked that question before, and I suppose I don't have a great answer other than to say I have been amazed at how resilient our players are. Obviously, very disappointed for them, but sitting around the table with my partners, the nine governors and the nine team presidents, there is such resolve that we are going to get on the field this year. Look, we've got this great plan for August the 5th. We've got this great plan for 14 games. But, man, we have got backup plans and plans to back up those backup plans, and I could keep going. We're going to have a season. I am absolutely confident that we're going to have a season, and that's what we're focused on. All the other stuff, look, if something terrible happens and we can't get on the field this year, I think we've got a bigger problem, all of us, you and all of your listeners. We have a bigger problem if we haven't wrestled this COVID crisis to the ground by the fall and we aren't allowed to gather. It's something has gone wrong. And that's why we have to do our part now. We got to get vaccinated and we got to follow the government's guidelines for managing the crisis, because guys, seriously, if we can't get back on the field, there's a big problem.